Hachette Audio presents Safe Haven, written by Nicholas Sparks, read by Rebecca Lohman.
In loving memory of Paul and Adrian Cope, my wonderful family, I miss you both already. Chapter 1. As Katie wound her way among the tables, a breeze from the Atlantic rippled through her hair. Carrying three plates in her left hand and another in her right, she wore jeans and a t-shirt that read, "Ivan's, try our fish just for the halibut." She brought the plates to four men wearing polo shirts. The one closest to her caught her eye and smiled. Though he tried to act as though he was just a friendly guy, she knew he was watching her as she walked away. Melody had mentioned the men had come from Wilmington and were scouting locations for a movie. After retrieving a pitcher of sweet tea, she refilled their glasses before returning to the waitress station. She stole a glance at the view. It was late April, the temperature hovering just around perfect, and blue skies stretched to the horizon. Beyond her, the intracoastal was calm despite the breeze and seemed to mirror the color of the sky. A dozen seagulls perched on the railing, waiting to dart beneath the tables if someone dropped a scrap of food. Ivan Smith, the owner, hated them. He called them rats with wings, and he'd already patrolled the railing twice, wielding a wooden plunger, trying to scare them off. Melody had leaned toward Katie and confessed that she was more worried about where the plunger had been than she was about the seagulls. Katie said nothing. She started another pot of sweet tea, wiping down the station. A moment later, she felt someone tap her on the shoulder. She turned to see Ivan's daughter, Eileen. A pretty, ponytailed 19-year-old, she was working part-time as the restaurant hostess.
"Katie, can you take another table?"
Katie scanned her tables, running the rhythm in her head. "Sure," she nodded. Eileen walked down the stairs. From nearby tables, Katie could hear snippets of conversations, people talking about friends or family, the weather or fishing. At a table in the corner, she saw two people close their menus. She hustled over and took the order.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?